Okay, the Gemara says that machlokis, whether you can erase the parsha of Sota from the Torah and be yotzi with that. And whereas different lashonos, whether it's worse than writing it for someone else or it's better. Right? The Gemara says that you can't write a parsha Sota for Rachel and use it for Leah. The Gemara then says that maybe for the Torah is better because it wasn't written for any specific sota. Or maybe, no, it's worse because this was at least written for some sota. Okay. The Gemara says, the less later of Achi bar Yoshio Hodishna, the Maisif of Achi bar Yoshio holds that you're allowed to be mochek, the parsha sota from the Torah, the Chora, that's Kineged, the following Mishnah. Kosov get Lagarish is Ishto. Person wrote a get from a garish, his wife, the nimlach, and then he changed his mind, umatzo ben iro, and someone from the same city, so it has the same names and places mentioned in the get, v'omar shimcho kishmi v'shem ishtecho shem ishti, so we have the same names, our wives have the same names, so the get fits for the other person too, and the city is the same, you have to mention the city also, so pasul a garish bo, still, even though all the information is the same, can't use that get, the other person can't use that get to megarish his wife. Why? Because it wasn't written lishma. It has to be written lishame that woman. So therefore, this man can't, even though his name is the same, can't use it to divorce his wife. Versus hachi hash, hasam because of loksi, but in ksiva lishma. Over there, the ksiva had to be lishma. Right? It says because of law, to write in her name. Here it wasn't written for the name of the woman as being Megurish, just happens to be the same name. It's written for a different woman. Hachava Osoloksi. Over here by the Sota, it doesn't say you should write the Olos, the shame that woman. It says Va'osola, the Asiya, the Mechika. The Asiya is the erasing. The erasing has to be for this woman specifically. And here, even though it was written for somebody else, but when you erase it, you're erasing it for this woman who's going through the process. The Asiya is the erasing of the parasha. Rashi, the Nimlach b'chazer bom legarish also. He decided not to divorce his wife. And then he finds somebody with the same names, posel. So it's posel to use for somebody else. Alma v'kosav la mashma l'shma. Hachinami ksiv v'osala mashma l'shma. The same thing, it has to be dafka for this person that it was written. Where it says, no, Hashem ksiv lo legabi ksiva. Hashem ksiv lo legabi asiyah. Asiyah had a mechika. Okay. Omer of Acha bar Chanina, Golub yadu lefnei misha omer v'hoyu ha'olam she'im bedoro shor Meir kemosa. Right? The Rabban Hashem knows that there was no one as great as Reb Meir in his generation. V'nei ma'lo kavu halacha kemosa. Why weren't they kovei on the halacha as Reb Meir? And the Sfarim say, Lechara, what does that do with Goli Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one who's Koveya Halacha. Should have said, Goli V'yadua Lefnei Chachmei Oso Hador. The Chachomim knew there was no one as great as Reb Meir, so why weren't they Koveya Halacha? They say that Lemaisa, even though Lo Bashamayim, the Rebbe Hashem chooses to work through people when it comes to Halacha, but he is the one who puts into the hearts of people how to pass. So as long as they use their kelim that they have to use, so Hashem li'areyot. Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel, just like a beis din. The Rebbe Hashem guides them. So the Rebbe Hashem knew the halacha is like this. Reb Meir is no one's greater than him. Why didn't he guide the Chachmei Hador to Paschal like Reb Meir? V'bnei ba'lo kavu halacha kavu. So shlo yochlu chaverov lavin al sof daita. Because they couldn't fathom Reb Meir's chachma. He would sometimes show that which is tar is tame, and he'd bring proofs to that. And he'd bring proofs the opposite way. And therefore, they couldn't be kovei the halacha like him, because they couldn't, it looked sometimes what he said was wrong. So he knew it wasn't wrong. So if he held that this is the way that it was, it should have passed and it moved on him. What they say is that Reb Meir sometimes used to test the Talmidim like we had before. And he used to say things that were wrong and to see if they would catch him. And if they had that Koveya the Halacha, like Reb Meir, people would have had doubts. Maybe this is the time that Reb Meir was playing tricks, and they didn't catch it, and they paskud like him, and he really didn't mean to say that. And there'll be motzi laz on his psakim. So in order to avoid these problems, they weren't koveya the halacha always like Reb Meir. If the other chachamim agreed or whatever, they paskud like that. But just to go blindly according to Reb Meir, because he was the greatest of the door, that they couldn't do it because it would lead to problems of laws against the halacha. Tada lo Reb Meir shmo el Reb Nehurai shmo. His real name was not Reb Meir. His real name was Reb Nehurai. The lama nikra shmo Reb Meir shoyim Meir edi chachom b'halacha. Why they changed his name to Meir? Because he was Meir edi chachom in b'halacha. See what second what this shot is, because the chachom Nehurai and Meir mean the same thing. Why not change his name? His name was Nehurai, and that also means to be Meir edi chachom in b'torah. Right? A simple answer could be Nehurai means he had his own light. When he started to teach other people, they called him Meir, right, because he was teaching others. The only thing is, they could have called him Mabhir instead of Meir. He kept the same name. The lo Nehurai Shmo, his name really wasn't Nehurai, El Reb Nechemya Shmo. His name was Reb Nechemya. V'amri lo Reb Elezer ben Arach Shmo. Some say his name was Reb Elezer ben Arach. The lama nikra shmo Nehurai, shemadir eni chachom balach. And his name, the nickname, Nehurai, was given to him because madir eni chachom in bahalach. See Rashi? We'll see a different pshat over here. Al-sof daito lo-yoch lo-hovid be-eza dvar de-cholim, be-eza in dvar de-cholim. He was so much beyond the rest of the door, they couldn't really understand when he was right, when he was wrong. Shoyinose das b'yusha v'hovid al-ein halacha kalacha. Because he gave as much proof to the things that weren't kalacha as the things that were kalacha. The chazis, so some say that there's two separate things over here. It's not that Reb Meir and Nehurai were the same person. Reb Meir was given a nickname, Nehurai. But there was another person called Rav Nehurai. And that Rav Nehurai was either Reb Nechemya or Reb Elezer ben Arach. It's difficult to say Reb Meir and Reb Elezer ben Arach were the same people because the Doros were different Doros. So what the Mefarshim explained is there was a Rav Nehurai whose name was Nehurai, and his name, his original name was what's it called, Reb Elezer ben Arach, okay? And they called him, they gave him the nickname Nehurai when he was Meir Edi, Madir Edi Chachomim Ba'aloch. Then, when Rav Meir was born, so they called him Nehurai, after this other Rav Nehurai. And that name didn't mean anything anymore. That was the name he was given when he was a baby. So then, when he became Meir Edi Yisrael Ba'Torah, they changed his name, gave a nickname that represented his position. That stava name that they gave when he was a baby. So he was named for that other Rav Nehurai, and therefore they had to change his name to Meir. But the first Nehurai was given that nickname, right? His real name was Elazar ben Arach, or Nechemya. He was given that nickname later on. So that nickname meant something. But it didn't mean anything for a Meir, because he was given that name when he was born. So they changed his name to Meir when he also became Bar Mitzvah. Okay. According to this, the Brisker Rav's taida that the machlokas from Meir and Rav Nehurai is no taida, because it was another Rav Nehurai besides Rav Meir. Rav Meir, right, his nickname was Nehurai, but there was a Rav Nehurai whose name was Mamish Rav Nehurai. Okay. He also had a nickname Nehurai. Okay. Omer Revi, Haide Mechadrona Mechavroi, the Chazis Rameir Meachori. Revi said, that which I'm sharper than the rest of my friends is because I once saw Rameir from the back. The Ilu Chazis Mechavroi, Havi Mechadrona Tefa. Would have seen him from the front, would have had even a more Charifas. The Maila of seeing Rameir, Rashi says, the Chazis Rameir Meachori, when I learned by him, I sat behind him. So all I was able to see was his back. And if he had seen the front, the Mefarshim say, that when you learn from somebody, so you learn from their body language too, how their eyes look or whatever when they say something, makes it more clear. So had he seen him in the front, he would have learned in a much more clearer way. The Yerushalmi says this was a one-time maisa. It wasn't that he sat behind Rebbe Meir and learned from him. But by Rebbe, when he married off his son, it was Shabbos Sheva Brachas. And they were, what's it called, dancing and singing, and Rebbe Meir came in, and he said, who is Michal Shabbos over here with all this dancing and whatever? So when he heard, he says, so Rebbe said, who is coming into our own home and telling us what to do? That's it called, telling us what the halacha is. Rebbe Meir, when he realized that he embarrassed Rebbe, even though he was younger than him, so he ran away, not to hurt him even more, let him know who it was. And then Rebbe would have been mollified if he knew that it was Rebbe Meir, that he said, who's coming here to teach us the Torah, teach us halacha? So Rebbe Meir ran away, and as he ran, his talis fell off his head, and Rebbe saw him from the back. Rashi didn't learn by him. He only saw him once from the back. He said, had he seen him, and because of that, there was a tremendous shefa of kedusha that was over a bayer that, what's it called, that gave Ruach HaKodesh to the people that saw him, who were roy for it. He said, if I had seen him from the front, the shefa would have been so much greater. It was only a one-time thing. It wasn't a learning thing. They could learn better from it. It was a kedusha thing. According to the first pshat, it's better to see your Rebbe who's teaching you because you can learn better from him. According to the second pshat, the reason to look at the Rebbe when he's teaching you is because there's a shefa of Ruach HaKodesh that comes from the Rebbe to the person who's learning. So it has nothing to do with learning, it has to do with seeing the Rebbe. Amar Rav Avoh, Rabbi Yochanan, Talmid Hoyel al Rav Meir v'Sumcha Shmo. Rav Meir had a Talmid called Sumchas. He was able to understand every halach in 48 different perspectives. We know that there are 50 sha'arim of Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu got 49 of them, and this Talmud was able to get 48. Tana, Rashi, no Rashi. Tana, Talmud Vosik Hoyam Yavne, Shoyam Atiris Asheris Rabbeinu Chamishim Tami. There was a Talmud Vosik in Yavda that was able to retire a sheretz for 150 reasons. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that he was retired. Torah says a sheretz is Talmud. What's the big deal to say what's connected to Torah? Others learned that that's exactly what it was. I think the Maral says that he said that it had not been for the Torah who answered it, I could find 150 reasons why it's okay. The advice of the Torah goes again. The Torah says, "Xeris HaKosim." Right? They said the Ragachover once gave a shear to his Talmidim, proving that Chametz on Pesach is mutter. He said, "Do now, prove me wrong." They could. He said, "Very posh. It says in the Torah, it's called Bach Metzis, Lo Sochein. That's the proof. Finished. The Torah says not. You can have all the pilpul in the world. That's why they didn't put a person in the Sanhedrin unless he can be Matiris HaSheret. Because he had to know that with pilpul, you can do things that are wrong too. You're still Meshubit to what the Torah says. So Tosfos doesn't look like that. Tosfos says that he was Matayer Asheris from Tumas Levela, Tumas Masa. That's Taka true. Okay? Even though Asheris is Matavi, it's not Matavi Bamasa. And he showed that that's the halacha, that it's Tahar be Tumas Masa. So what he did was right. If the Torah hadn't said it, he could retire it the wrong way. Omar Ravina, Adi Adam, Batarenu. I can also make what you call the Limud to a Tyrus Asheritz. Uma Dachash, maybe Sumar Betuba. Tar, a Dachash that kills people. Right? It brought death to the world. And it's Mar Betuba. It's Tar, so according to Tosas, it's Tar Betubas Nevelos, which is not a Pashta thing. That a Dachash is not Metabe Tubas Nevelos, Bebasa. But then that's how Tosfos learned. And others learned, no, it's not true. Nachash is just Tahar, it's too much sheretz. Too much nevela, like any animal that dies, it's too tabe. So if a Nachash, which isn't the tabe like a sheretz, right? And it brought death to the world, the tuba to the world. Sheretz she'ed beimisu, bar betuba. A sheretz, which doesn't kill, and wasn't bar betuba, did bring death to the world. Lo kol shekei, right? Where it says, v'lo hi maisa kotz bi'alba ka'avid. Right? The nachash is only a maisa kotz. It's not the one that brings the tuba. If the person falls on a coach and gets killed, the tumor doesn't come from the coach. The nachash is not the metame. The nachash doesn't bring the tumor. He just creates a situation where now there's tumor. So it's not a kavachomer. The Vilna Gaon has a famous thing over here. It says, L'chor, if this Talmud Vosik had 150 ways of the Vitaris Hasheris, Rasparvina Breg, I could also do it. One little kavachomer. Right, when's that compared to 150 different ways? So the Vilna Gaon says what it means is the following, that the Talmud Vosik was Matayr the Sheretz with the Tameh HaNegina on the words Meh HaVechamishim in the Torah. And he didn't explain what he meant. Ravina said, Adi Adun, I'll tell you what he meant. The Torah says, by the Chotzer of the Mishkan, Orech HaChotzer Meh HaVa'ama, V'rochbo Chamishim V'chamishim. So the Tameh HaNegina, the words Meya Ba'aba, Orech HaChotzer Meya Ba'aba, is Kadma V'Yazla. And the Tameh HaNegina on Orech Orcho, Chamishim B'Chamishim, is Munach Ravi. So he said what the Talmud Vosik was saying is as a remez of the Tameh HaNegina of these words to the Nachash. Because the Nachash originally was Kadma V'Yazla, it walked straight up, and afterwards it was Munach Ravi, it lost all its four legs. Didn't have even four legs like an animal. In the beginning it walked on two legs and had two arms. Right? Afterwards it was Munach Ravi. All four things were taken away. It goes on his stomach. So what the Talmud Vosik says, he was Matameh, the sheriffs, the Meyav HaChamishim Tameh, with the Tameh HaNegina, the words Meyav HaChamishim. And Ravina said, I'll explain what he meant, that the Kavachomer is from the Nachash. Okay, Omar Rav Abba Omar Shmuel Shalosh Shalim Dechmeku Beishabei Obeisilu Halalo Omrim Halacha Kavoseinu VaHalalo Omrim Halacha Kavoseinu. For 3 years, Beisilu Beishabei argued who the halacha should be nikba. Right, basically everybody agreed that the halacha should be after the rov, but rov can mean majority of numbers or it can be majority of chachma. Rov can be also in echos. And Beishabai were more charif than Beishilel, so they had the majority in quality, but Beishilel had the majority in quantity. So they argued who the halacha should be like. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says they didn't do it because they wanted to be the right ones. They wanted to do it because that was the emes, and each one held the emeses by them, so they couldn't give in. They couldn't be nice people and say, no, we'll let the halacha be like you. That wouldn't be emes. So they fought over the emes. And each one had a reason why he felt the halacha should be like him. Yotza Bas called the Abra, Eilu ve'elu divra lekim chayim. They're both emes. Hey, the halacha ka beishil, but the halacha is like beishil. Chibachar she'elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim, they are zocha beishil, and bo halacha kvo. So since the halacha could have been like either one, why were beishil al zocha that the halacha should be like them? But they should know him va'aluv him hayu. Bishodim divreyim v'divrei beishamai, v'lo ol, v'lo shumak divim divrei beishamai l'divreyim. They, Beis Hillel were people who were contrite, aluvim. They were people who you could embarrass and they wouldn't embarrass you back. They held that they weren't so choshev. Nochim va'aluvim. Rashi says, Nochash shemeis, let's see Rashi first. Adam behema, umeni tumba ba'olam, tar, kishemeis, nashimo nishrotzim ksidi. It doesn't bring the tumor, it just kills the person or the animals. Then they become tummy. Aluvim savlodim. They were patient people. Nochim va'aluvim. Before I should say, the difference is, nochim means that if people embarrassed them or insulted them, they didn't respond. And aluvim means that even inside they didn't respond. Not just outside they didn't respond. Vishodim divreim and divrei beshamek, shoyu beshamek, mevim rayim, divreim in a Torah, u beshil mevim rayim in mikra acher, hoyu beshil dorshin is hamikra shal beshamek, lam abav, alo hoya kal beineim, kaosa shishonim, vesechus brachos, beshamek yomri boerim kolonim yata v'yikro, mabokar yamo, tshinever, beshachim, kubecho. That Beis Hillel used to say over what Beis Shammai said. They didn't take it lightly, and they had to answer why the pasuk that Beis Shammai brought doesn't mean what Beis Shammai said, because otherwise they would agree with Beis Shammai. They didn't just say, "Well, what you're saying is nothing," and they just went on. They took seriously what Beis Shammai said, and they had to show that it wasn't right, and then they said what they answered. Not only that, but they first considered and learned what Beis Shammai said to show that it was not right before they said what they had to say. As the Baisa is going to prove. Where do we see that Beis Hillel said Divrei Beis Shammai before their oath? The person's head and most of his body was in the sukkah. That's the minimum shear of the sukkah. But his table was in the house. Beis Shammai posted. Beis Shammai says that you're not yotzei sukkah like that because we're afraid. The Rabbanim made gzeira that you're not yotzei sukkah like that because we're afraid that you'd go after your table and your body would be out of the sukkah. You'd be eating out of the sukkah, thinking you're eating in the sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel says, okay, we're not afraid of that. As long as you keep your head and body in the sukkah and eat off the table, you're eating in the sukkah. You're just taking the food from the table, but you're eating in the sukkah. Omru Beis Hillel Beishavai, Lokach Vayamaisa, Shaholchu Ziknei Beishavai, Ziknei Beis Hillel Vakaris, Rav Yochanan ben Achronis, Umatso, Yoshev Rosho Veruva Besukkah, Vishulchana Besukkah Bayis. Beis Hillel said to Beishavai, isn't it true that a Maisa happened where Ziknei Beis Shammai mentioned them first? There's a Kedem of Beis Shammai and a Beis Hillel. So he mentioned Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel. Went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achronis, and they found him eating exactly like that. He was in the sukkah, eating off a table that was outside the sukkah, and nobody said anything to him. And he, Vaisois, even Ziknei Beis Shammai hold it was okay. Where it says, Mishav Raya, Atein Omrulo, and Kacha Yisadoi, go kiyam to Mitzvah Sukkah, Miyamecha. This is the way you're knowing. You never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. And there's machlokas there, what that means. Some say since the Rabbanah made a gzera, they took away the mitzvah. There was a Rabbanah of a koach to take away a mitzvah. They make a gzera, it takes the mitzvah away completely. If they aser lulav on Shabbos, then it means that there's no mitzvah anymore. If you do it, you don't make a mitzvah. And the Rad says it means you weren't make a mitzvah kitikula, right? The chatchila. But the diabet, if only there's a mitzvah, the Rabbanah can't take a mitzvah away. They can tell you not to do it. But if in the end you do it, you have the mitzvah, except you went against Divrei Chachamim. So you weren't mekayim it, l'chatchila, kitikuda, but avali, you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. L'abedcha shekol habash bel atzma kodesh baruch hu magbiya. V'chol magbiya atzma kodesh baruch hu mashpila. You see from here that the people who made themselves lowly, the Rebbeinu Shem raised them up and made the halacha like them. V'chol habachzer al agdula, gdula borachas yedem. And a person who runs after Gedula, the Gedula runs away from him. Somebody who runs away from the Gedula runs after him. They say somebody once came, I don't remember to who, and said, I've been running away from Gedula all my life, and I never caught up with me. He says, what's it called? Yeah, because you keep looking around to see if it's catching up. That doesn't hold. It holds only if you keep running away. If you look back, right, and hope it'll catch up, then you're not running away. Person sees that all the circumstances are going against what he wants to do, and he accepts that, then in the end, he will be the scabber of the Shah. Right? On the other hand, if he tries to go against the time, and he goes against the circumstances, then the Shah is not going to stand for him. And they say basically, if it's in a mitzvah, something it's a clear mitzvah that only you can do or whatever, even if the circumstances seem to go against you, you have to take that. That's the son. You have to fight against it. But if it's not a clear mitzvah, or something somebody else could do, right? Then, what's it called? You have to take that as a hint that maybe it's not the time to do that thing, or even that mitzvah, and somebody else's time is to do it. Okay. Rashi. Hadochik is Hashoah. Shabakdiva Divri Beshav Divrayim, the Kabri Lu Baisish Och, Zigde Beshave, Behadr Zigde Beshav, Hadochikas Hashav, Bishyagea Lahashir, Ulis God, person, like here, it's not a bit. It's something he wants to get rich, or have some kind of position. The Roa She'eno Matzliach, and he sees that he's not Matzliach, Afal Pikei, Chosen Maholech Lederchokim, Mubach Nisach Lukvo, still he doesn't take the hint, and he forces himself against the situation, so it's not going to be good for him. Shaw Medeslo, the opposite, the Shaw is Omedeslo. La'achar Zman, Asid Olam Olo Shaw Matzlachas. If a person doesn't go against the time, then what's it called? Then later on, the times will go for him. Okay, this idea of Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, what does that mean? So some learn, this is the simplest way of understanding the Gemara, because that's what the Gemara says, the Chara, the Halach, since Eilu Eilu Divrei Chayim, the Halach could be like either of them. That whatever a person darshans, according to the klal of the Torah gave, that's Torah, that's what the Torah wants. There's no empirical way in Shabayim that it has to be, because the Rebbe Shem said, Lo Bashabayim. So if you learn and come to a conclusion, that conclusion is Torah. Then there's another halacha, who the halacha is like. The halacha can't be like both. Torah could be like both. The halacha is like the rove, like there's klalim, who the halacha is like. So then, once the halacha is, then the other one is not permissible. It's not right. But it was right up until that point. That's one way of learning Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Except where it depends on Metzias, not Halacha, then do we still say Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim? One says Eiyuv never lived, and one said Eiyuv lived here, and another one says Eiyuv lived then. So there we understand Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. There's a truth in each one from some perspective. It may be that Eiyuv lived, that he lived in one period. But for all practical purposes, it wasn't that Eiyuv who lived that the Sefer, the Ikra, the Sefer. Even if it had been a Marshal, it would have been on the same thing. So the one who says it was a Marshal is wrong. It wasn't a Marshal. There was a person called Eiyuv. Well, the one who says he lived at the time of Achashverosh is wrong. He lived at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's an idea of Eiyuv's life that applies to the time of Achashverosh. So there is a truth on one level to what he said. It's not on the level of the Metzias. Of actuality, but it's on a different level, more spiritual. He was right, so there's a truth in each part that can apply to this also. There's another pshat that both are right, but with circumstances. According to with certain circumstances, is what the halach will be like him, and in certain circumstances, halach will be the other way. So in these circumstances, halach is like this. There could be circumstances halach will be like the other way. So it's Emes, but it's not Emes in all conditions. It's Emes only on certain conditions.
So Hashem gave Moshe the Torah on Sinai. Did he give him all the
conditions? No, he gave the Torah on Sinai, he said, when there'll be things that come up that you won't know, this is the way to solve it. Didn't tell what the solution is. Tell them this is the way to solve it. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because Lo Bashavayim.
But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get Torah Kulo, considering everything.
Yeah, even if he did, it doesn't make a difference. When things were forgotten, or Moshe just got the rules to be able to decide the things. He didn't get every prop that could ever come up. Right? He got the potential. So the Rebbe Shem said, whenever there are differences of opinion or new things that come up or things are forgotten, this is the way you decide.
But so, Moshe knew if Eiyuv existed or didn't exist.
What?
Moshe Rabbeinu knew from a first book, I imagine, whether Eiyuv existed or didn't exist. If he was a mussel or if he lived in where, I mean, what was going to be?
Love Dafka, but maybe. Love that. Moshe didn't know every single thing that ever existed, or whatever. He was given the Torah.
In Tanakh.
Yeah, okay, but it could be that he knew all the different possibilities, right? Yeah, so again, Eilu Eilu doesn't mean they're all right. It means that on some level, there's a truth in all the things. But what the real truth is, only like one of them, in those kind of things.
Well, one more question. If the halacha, the Rav said the halacha, only one could be right. And in many instances, you've got different groups of
Yidden. No, that's because the halacha was a nikba. Still, only one is right. But for what's right for this person, because his Rebbe said that, at one point, with the halacha's nikba by a Sanhedrin or whatever, that one's wrong. The one who's the halacha is not like, it's not halacha anymore.
So when you have the Sfarim, you have one halacha, and the Ashkenazim another halacha.
That's also part of the halacha. That certain things a person can follow, Sfarim can follow their Rebbe. But once there's that's the way it should be. Everything should come to the Sanhedrin and be decided. And then there's no more machlokas. We don't have a Sanhedrin. That's a part of what Golos is. Right? But up until there's a Sanhedrin, then just like each one can come up and say, and he can follow his ruling, that's halacha.
So when the Sanhedrin does come, and
right,
the Shaf comes, so either we'll eat kidney oil, or we won't eat kidney oil, everyone.
Lachari, yeah. Oh. Even though that's been hogged, that's... But if we halacha, it'd be a different thing. And a third shot at Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayim is that one is definitely wrong and one's definitely right. But the only way to really know the right one is by knowing why the wrong one is wrong. So the or is this bar from the Choshech. So they're both Divrei Elokim Chayim. Doesn't say they're both true. They're both, the argument is all Divrei Elokim Chayim. Because the negative in the Gemara, most of the things are not true until you get to the Maskana. But you need the Havamidus to be able to get to the Maskada. So they're all Torah. Right? But you need the dark and the light to really appreciate the light too. So it's all Torah, it's not all true. That's okay. Torah Rabbah, Shtei Shonim Ubechsa, Nechmik Ubechsa, Vesilo, Halalo Obrim Noach Lola Adam Shalom Divra, Yosef Bisha Divra. Halalo Obrim Noach Lola Adam Shalom Divra, Yosef Bisha Lom Divra. Right? But Vesha Vesilo argued whether it was better a person should be created or not. Until Dibdu Gabriel Noach Lolam Shalom Divra. They agreed in the end that better a person shouldn't have been created. Yosef Isha Divra. Asher Shadivra, Yafashra Shabbaisov, the Abri Lo Yabashmish Babaisov. So what's the Shah, the person should be created? The Rosh of the Rosh should be created as a Chesed God, the lead of Chesed. What could be said? Better a person should have been created. So the way that Mepharshim explained it is that two ways. First of all, what it means is a person could have been created in a way that he didn't have any Bechira, and he would get his Olam Haba as a Chesed. So that was the original Machshav. The Rambam decided that it's better a person be brought in this world and have Bechira, even though he could lose everything, but he could get more because it's more appreciated if you earn it. So that was the Machlokas. In the end, was it worth it that a person should be brought into this world, the Maisa, having the risk of losing his Olam Haba, but having the chance of getting more? Or would it have been better just to get the chesed, right, finished and not take any risk, right? The idea being that the one who held that it wasn't kedai held that a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. Why take a risk of getting more when you have something vada? That was the maskot, right? Tosa says that's only by beidadim or rishoy. In the end, it comes out better he shouldn't have been created. But for tzaddikim, right, if you know for sure that a person be a tzaddik, for sure, the Rebbe said, better to have bechira, get more, than get what you would have gotten without the bechira. So this only applies to lebaisa. In the end, many people don't get more than what they would have gotten. So better they should have stayed where they were to begin with. That's Tosas. The Baral says, lebaisa, this is only from our standpoint, how we would have seen it. But the Rebbe Shem knows that in the end, everybody benefits more by being in this world. Nobody loses more than they would have lost had they gotten it to begin with. That's so partial. But at the end, nobody gets less than they would have gotten b'chesed. You can only get more because of b'chira. Can't lose out in the end. Yeah, even so. In the end, everybody ends up getting some chelik and olam haba, that's no less than they would have gotten had it not been any bechira. No yidach mi bedo nidach. Even though the Gemara speaks about people who are nidach lo olam haba, it doesn't mean that they, in the end, won't get olam haba. Right? So no one gets less than the chesed that the Rebbe Shem meant to begin with. You can get more. So from our standpoint, it seems like it would have been better not. But we have to accept the fact that the Rebbe Shem knows better. His standpoint is for sure better, but from our standpoint, we don't see that. What's Yifash Beish Mabaisov and Yimash Beish Mabaisov? What's the difference between them? So Rashi says, Yifash Beish Mabaisov, Sha'asa Kvar, the Yifdo Gaveir Shemiyodo, Yisvad Yoshim. Yifash Beish goes on the past. Look what you did already and see what's wrong and do tshuva. The Ritva says the same thing. Yifash Mishra is on the past. Yimash Mishra Ma'isav can go to Bo Mitzvah Liyadav. Yechashiv hetzid mitzvah keneged schara v'lo yodiach lasosu b'shvila hetzid shari schara asid lava. The boss liyado aveira yechashiv schara shemistaker ba achshav keneged hetzeda asid lipara mibedu. If yibashbeish means in the future you have a mitzvah, an aveira to do, do the mitzvah even though it's going to be a loss, and don't do the aveira even though you think you're going to get a gain, because the benefit for the bits will be greater, and the loss for the other will be greater than what you see now. That's one pshat. Another pshat of Yifash Beish and Yibash Beish is the Ben Yehoyada says Yifash Beish is with Averis. Yifash Beish advice. And Yibash Beish is that you skip any mitzvahs. Just leave anything out. The Mesillas Yesharim says that Yifash Beish means first look and see if you have any Averis. Then look at your mitzvahs and see maybe they were perfect. And I have a pshat, yifash peish means, comes from the word pishpush. Pishpush is a small window. First, zero in on the aveira or the mitzvah that you didn't do properly and work on that. And then yifash peish, pick it up and look what caused it. What are the sibos? Why did you do that aveira? Why didn't you do that mitzvah properly? What are the midos roles that you have or the other sibos? Right, so your fast pace means zero in on the thing itself, and then pick it up and see what caused it, what brought it about.
Either or.
What? No, but I'm realizing the Sharma also, all the other Pshatim say it's both. It's not either or. It's both. Right? Some say this is the Iker, and some say this is the Iker, but both of them are ends. Both are, they don't say not that one and this one. They say that, what's it called? Both of them are necessary.